Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised. A young woman working for a non-government organization that focuses on helping the less fortunate was shot in the head by a robber the evening before her 23rd birthday. The victim ended up suffering a prolonged and painful death, while the suspect got killed a month later after that tragic incident.
Tara Santelices lived an inspiring life. She had a lot of goals and aspirations ahead of her promising career, but it only took one gunshot to take her away from her dreams, friends, and family.
You're listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is our fifth episode for season three.
We're moving on. We're trying to move on. Ayun lang, siyempre, hindi mo maiwasan. Mamiss me. Nandiyan pa rin yung ano, yung siyempre mabigat sa dibdib. Yung nangyari sa hold up na yun, hanggang ngayon wala naman tumulong sa amin kung naka points sa suspect. It's not for us only, it's also for others na hindi yan naman magawa sana sa ibang pamilya na masira rin. But we're just thankful that she was with us for 10 months. Actually, it's your short story na lang. May struggle sa hold upper kasi inagaw yung bag na may laptop. So, syempre, being young, syempre, maano ka, mabigla ka sa bigla na inagaw yung bag mo. Ang first impulse mo is to hold to it, di ba? Kaya nung struggle na yun, yung baril pala naka-open na, kaya pumutok.
Doon na nakita yung strength, lalo ng mother niya ng wife ko, si Anne. Because imagine every day she would go there, maski masama ang pakiramdam niya, she cannot resist not to visit her. Kasi gusto namin iparamdam sa kanya na nandoon kami palagi ito, to support her morally. Gusto mo isipin na, let's move on. Pero we had her for 23 years, kaya medyo mahirap.
Antonia Marina Santelices, or commonly known as Tara, was a graduate of political science from Ateneo de Manila. She worked as a research officer for Upland Marketing Foundation Incorporated, a non-government organization supporting women's livelihood in rural areas. Aside from her day job, Tara has a strong passion for films and music. She was an independent film director and a guitarist for music bands Saffron Speedway and Scarlet Tears. Being an artist, activist, and a civic worker, Tara also dreamed of working for the United Nations to help more people across the globe.
On August 6, 2008, just before celebrating her 23rd birthday, Tara Santelices and her best friend Joey Mejias were heading home from a gig. Both took a Rizal-bound jeepney ride. Little did they know back then that it would be the last jeepney ride that Tara would ever take, as a robber ended up taking her life into his own hands, making this incident one of the most tragic jeepney robberies. According to Joey, both girls were seated next to the entrance of the jeepney. On Imelda Avenue in Cainta, a man sat beside the girls, pulled out a gun, demanded the jeepney driver to stop, and declared a holdup. Afterward, a brief struggle over Tara's bag occurred as the robber was about to disembark. Tara relentlessly resisted giving up her valuables, which prompted the gunman to pull the trigger and shoot Tara in the head, particularly on the left side of her forehead. The gunman fled the scene right away after shooting the victim. On the other hand, despite getting shot, Tara still managed to utter the words, quote, I'm okay, unquote.
Joey pleaded with the jeepney driver to go to the hospital right away. Unfortunately, the driver remained on his usual route, even grabbing other passengers, before dropping off Joey and Tara at a medical facility which was unequipped for an emergency. Logically, medical attention is needed immediately when a person gets shot, especially if it's a gunshot to the head. Sadly, the jeepney driver might have made things more tragic than they already seemed. Either the driver was shocked about what happened and just proceeded with his route, or he was just a greedy person who treated the incident more as an inconvenience rather than an emergency.
The medical facility Joey and Tara went to was unequipped for emergencies, such as a gunshot wound to the head. Joey immediately took a taxi to rush Tara to Amang Rodriguez Memorial Medical Center in Marikina City. When the parents of Tara and Joey found out about the horrible news, they rapidly went to the hospital. The following morning, Tara was moved to the medical city in Pasig, as it was a much more qualified healthcare facility to treat Tara's injuries. Multiple medical examinations were made. The tests found a lump of shrapnel embedded inside Tara's head. The doctors said it would require a delicate and life-threatening surgery, but her parents decided not to proceed with the operation. After being comatose for 5 months, Tara's family took her out of the intensive care unit. According to doctors, she no longer needed a respirator to breathe. Her parents subsequently brought her home with private nurses who attended to her. Calling all aspiring podcasters. This is your sign to start your own podcast because we have just the right tool for you. Before we started podcasting, we really thought that everything would be such a hassle, especially the editing. But we found the best and most convenient all-around podcast tool out there, PodMachine. PodMachine will take care of all your podcasting needs. From audio production, designs, and marketing growth, all you have to do is sit back, relax, and keep creating great content that sounds professional. It's time for you to start sounding like a pro with PodMachine today. Sign up and get a free episode trial. And once you're convinced of how good it can be and how it helped us, you can start for as low as only $49.99 for 4 episodes in a month. But wait, there's more. If you use our code PHMURDER, all caps, no spaces, you get 1 free episode credit upon subscribing. Just head on to podmachine.com and let them do the dirty work so you can do the fun stuff and sound like a pro.
The family of Tara Santelices urged then-President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo to help them solve this tragic crime. Afterward, the police launched a massive manhunt and promptly identified the suspect, Orlando Del Rosario. He was a 29-year-old from Angono, Rizal. The investigators also discovered that Del Rosario was involved in several robbery incidents in Cainta, Taytay, and Antipolo City.
A month after the shooting, authorities followed a lead on Del Rosario's whereabouts. The police quickly followed the suspect and cornered him at MH Del Pilar Street and Circumferential Road in Barangay San Isidro, Antipolo City. Based on the point of view of the policeman on the scene, the suspect realized that he had nowhere else to go, so he decided to pull out his pistol and open fire on the authorities' direction. The officers defended themselves and took control of the situation by shooting the suspect in the head and the body, which eventually became the cause of Del Rosario's death. Seemingly, the headline that day was that justice had been served. However, future reports have indicated that the witnesses during Tara Santelisa's shooting claimed that Del Rosario was not the person who pulled the trigger. Regardless, there have been no reports that followed this claim.
7 months later, Tara seemed to have been recovering from the wound she sustained from the gunshot to her head. Her hospital bills, however, have reached as much as 2.6 million pesos. Fortunately, Tara's schoolmates from Ateneo de Manila helped her family raise funds for her medical expenses. They even organized a benefit show called Tara, Let's Rock, a benefit show for Tara Santelices that featured various bands and artists.
A few months later, after almost a year of fighting for her life, Tara was brought again to the hospital due to a high fever caused by an infection and eventually suffered a cardiac arrest. According to her mother, quote, "Nagkalagnat, sinugod namin sa ospital. Di na rin siguro niya kinayanan. Bumigay yung kidneys niya." Unquote.
In popular culture, ABS-CBN's Maalaala Mo Kaya produced an episode based on the life story of Tara Santelices. Kirill played the role of Tara. Tara suffered a long and painful death from that fateful night before her birthday. But her loved ones, friends, and the people she inspired will continue to celebrate her memory.
The Grinch probably stole Christmas, and we are sorry if he only left one episode for this month. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. We hope you all have a fun-filled holiday with your families, friends, and loved ones. 2023 is right around the corner, as is our regular release of episodes. Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.